Thank you for joining this worship service of St. Andrew Lutheran Church as recorded on Sunday, March 17, 2019, for the second Sunday in Lent. This morning, Psalm 27 will be read responsively. The New Testament reading is from Philippians, chapter 3 verses 17 through verse 1 of chapter 4. The Gospel acclamation today is from Luke, chapter 13 verses 31 through 35. Presiding and preaching is Pastor Jen Collins. Assisting with worship is Pastor Gary Brandenburg.
Good morning. Welcome to St. Andrew's Lutheran Church. If you're visiting, I'd like to say thank you and welcome you to our church. You'll need a bulletin. It has our liturgy and announcements in. Especially, there's one white piece of paper that has the Kyrie and the Holy Communion liturgy. That is what we will use today. I have this announcement. Let us keep in our prayers Duane and the family of Sherry Kreft, who suffered a heart attack last Sunday and died this past Wednesday evening. Visitation will begin tonight at Peterson Kramer on Stewart Avenue from 5:30 to 7:30 and will continue tomorrow morning, Monday the 18th, here at St. Andrew from 9:30 to the time of the service, which is 11 o'clock. So that's for you to know. If you have any questions, you can ask myself, for sure, Pastor Jen. She would have more information on that than I would. After the service today, Jim Hahn would like to meet with children who would like to be in a children's choir. We're going to begin that ministry in the life of our church. So if you're a parent with your children here today or a grandparent, or whatever, you can stay afterwards for about 10 to 15 minutes. It's just the beginning of something we hope will be very meaningful in the life of our parish. Also, you'll notice the cross with these prayer concerns on them. When you walked in the church today, there was an announcement about this week we're praying to be able to accept the wildernesses in our life. And if you had such a thing, you could put it in one of these baskets up here, and I can see we already have a whole bunch of them. So know what that is, and know you're invited to participate in our Lenten journey where we pray and care for one another. I think that's all the announcements. Let's stand together as we share our confession and forgiveness. Trusting in the word of life given in baptism, we gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God, we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, and are not worthy to be called your children. Have mercy on us, and bring us from our sinful ways. Bring us back to you as those who once were dead, but now have life, through our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Through the Holy Spirit, God gives life, freedom from the power of sin, and resurrection from the dead. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Live in newness of life. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Thank you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the reign of God and for peace throughout the world, for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Let us pray. God of the covenant, in the mystery of the cross, you promise everlasting life to the world. Gather all people into your arms and shelter us with your mercy, that we may rejoice in the life we share in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
I would invite the children to come forward for a message and the noisy offering, which will be right after that. Come on down. Good morning. How's everyone today? Yeah. So who knows what today is? St. Patrick's Day, and who do we celebrate on St. Patrick's Day? The leprechaun. That's true. He's kind of become the notorious thing we think about when we think of St. Patrick's Day. Did you have leprechauns come to your house in the nighttime? Yeah. Well, St. Patrick was a missionary. Can you say that word with me? Missionary. And he was sent away from his home, kind of outside of his control. And although he had to endure pretty tough circumstances, he never gave up. He trusted in the Lord. And so God used him in lots of big ways to bring the love of Jesus to people. So even though we have lots of fun with thinking about shamrocks and wearing the color green and celebrating Irish heritage and leprechauns, we also think about how we are like missionaries too, and that everywhere we go, we get to tell people about Jesus, which is really exciting. And one of the things our church does to tell people about Jesus is we make quilts. So not me personally and not you personally, but a whole bunch of people out there get together on Tuesdays around church and they sew quilts, just like the one maybe you have on your bed or in your living room, so that it can bring warmth and comfort to people who are cold. So our noisy offering today is going to be to help our quilt makers make sure, like St. Patrick, to share the love of Jesus wherever they go. So we're going to do the noisy offering, and I see that there are many of you, so we might have to share a bucket, but that's okay. You can still help out. The cans are over there. Yep, you can get one and share. You might have to work as a team. It'll be okay. You can walk, and some people have coins to share, and you can put them in a can, okay? So, you want to go down this aisle? Come with me. Here. Just, they might put it in your hand, and then you can put it in the bucket, okay? So put your hands out like this. Can you put your hands out like this? See, there's one right here. There you go. This giveaway, we need some over here. Did we get everyone? Okay. Come on. Ooh, we missed some people over here. All right. You got some? Hey, that's awesome. All right. Come on back. How cool is that? Pretty noisy today. That's a lot of generosity. We can share Jesus through our quilts. Come on down, everyone. Does anybody remember the word I taught you today? Starts with an M? Missionary. Missionary is someone who tells people about Jesus. Let's give thanks to God for these gifts, okay? The Lord be with you. Gracious God, we thank you for sharing the love of Jesus with us. And now may these noisy coins in our cans be shared with people who can help share Jesus with the world. In his name we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up. Let's put our cans right over on the step. Oh, it's a pocket coin for Lent. Yep. So, that's okay. All right. There we go. Okay. Thank you very much. You guys can head off to Sunday school. Thanks for coming.
We will read the 27th Psalm together responsibly by whole verse. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
When evildoers close in against me to devour my flesh, they, my foes and my enemies, will stumble and fall.
Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war rise up against me, my trust will not be shaken.
One thing I ask of the Lord, one thing I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek God in the temple.
For in the day of trouble, God will give me shelter, hide me in the hidden places of the sanctuary, and raise me high upon a rock.
Even now my head is lifted up above my enemies who surround me. Therefore I will offer sacrifice in the sanctuary, sacrifices of rejoicing. I will sing and make music to the Lord.
Hear my voice, O Lord, when I call. Have mercy on me and answer me.
My heart speaks your message. Seek my face. Your face, O Lord, I will seek.
Hide not your face from me, turn not away from your servant in anger. Cast me not away, you have been my helper. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation.
Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in.
Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in the level path because of my oppressors.
Subject me not to the will of my foes, for they rise up against me, false witnesses breathing violence.
This I believe, that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Wait for the Lord and be strong. Take heart and wait for the Lord.
A reading from Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears. Their end is destruction. Their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. And it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation, and it may be conformed to the body of his glory, by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord, in this way, my beloved. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to Luke. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, for Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me. Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way. Because it is impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you, and I tell you, you will not see me until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Thursday morning, I woke up in a fog. Perhaps you had a similar experience. And as I left my home, I found myself paying attention a little bit more closely than usual on my drive to church, gripping the wheel a little bit tighter, driving a little bit slower, looking for puddles, because I wanted to be safe. Have you ever had the experience where you hopped in the car and mindlessly drove to someplace, I don't know, the grocery store or somewhere, only to wonder how it is that you got there in one piece? So lost in thought, so preoccupied by distractions, so unfocused that you don't even recognize what you're doing or where you're going. In this culture, we're sometimes quick to invoke the word busy as a way of describing this fog that we're all driving through in life. How are you today? How is it going? We might ask someone. Busy. I've been very busy, they might say, describing the conditions of the road. What a blessing it can be to be busy, though. Especially when we realize that busyness means that we're meeting expectations that we have for ourselves and the demands of others. Or our life is filled with purpose. We feel a sense of worth. Especially when you love what you do, being busy can feel so satisfying. And yet there's a tipping point, isn't there? What a detriment it can be to always feel busy, to travel along from one thing to the next in a hazy blur, to the detriment of, I don't know, sleep or time with others that we love, or even time taking care of ourselves and doing the things that we love to do. The gospel before us today encourages not a busy life, but a mindful life, a mindful journey through the wilderness. In the Gospel of Luke, Jesus takes a long time to get to Jerusalem and ultimately to the cross. It's called the travel narrative. It's where Jesus acknowledges that he must go to Jerusalem. And it begins all the way back in chapter 9. Where the NIV version of the Bible details Jesus' journey by using the word resolutely, as in when the time approached for Jesus to be taken up to heaven, he resolutely set out for Jerusalem. Today, we find ourselves in chapter 13, four chapters later, and the religious leaders of the day are trying to stall him or to turn him around, to end his journey early. But their efforts are useless. Jesus gets to Jerusalem. We know this because we have the story of the triumphal entry where he rides into town to shouts of hosannas and the praises of the people on the back of a donkey. That happens in chapter 19 out of 24 chapters of Luke, where it will be the Pharisees themselves and not Herod who are the real threat to Jesus' life. Jesus' journey toward the cross begins resolutely, with intention, with resolve. And it takes 10 full chapters out of 24 chapters to detail the course that he takes along the way. Which is why when the Pharisees try to stop him, he won't be stopped. No matter how long it takes, Jesus is absolutely determined to get there to the cross. Herod's violent threats won't deter him, nor will anything else. In the passage today, Jesus again commits to doing what must be fulfilled because he realizes and recognizes that God's kingdom is coming. Listen, he says, I'm casting out demons today and performing cures today and tomorrow, and on the third day, I finish my work. I must be on my way. Midway on this journey to the cross, much has been done, and yet much is left to do. Yet in the midst of doing God's work, God's business, Jesus shows us a determination and a courage that's inspiring, even though he also takes time to grieve those who are refusing his way of love. So in the fullness of this week, I was catching myself floating from one thing to the next a little mindlessly, and I realized at ministry night on Tuesday night that I was doing a pretty horrible job at Lent. In fact, if I were to give myself a grade, it would have been a failing grade because I was 6 days in and hadn't even started my Lenten discipline at all. So I was failing at Lent. Maybe you can relate. And I was in the process of confessing this to a group of women, feeling like I was ready to give up, when one person said to me, "Pastor Jen, there's always tomorrow." Yes, she was right. There's always tomorrow. Dense fog and puddles or ice can be a little distracting and scary, but it sure does make you pay attention to the road, doesn't it? To keep focused on the main thing. And grief or uncertainty or brokenness or negligence of self-care can be pretty scary too. But perhaps that's also an invitation to be focused on the main thing, because life is pretty short. So we can keep going through the fog and maybe harden our hearts, become like stones, or check out, or turn inward, or try to find something on the radio that makes it just a little bit more bearable. But we also have the option to be mindful about what it is to which we are being called, to keep the main thing the main thing. For whatever that is for you, for whatever it is that you set your face to, be it a goal or a calling of some kind, or a healing or an acceptance of some kind, what's the main thing? And why are you taking the journey in the first place? And how resolved are you to get there? To quote a member who caught me after choir on Wednesday as they were pondering the text, they said, "Pastor Jen, Jesus set goals and he accomplished them. Jesus set a goal to get to Jerusalem and he was going to finish it." So on the occasion now of the second Sunday in Lent, this gospel is inviting us to check in with ourselves, to renew our sense of what the journey is all about in the first place. And is life not a gift? Do we not have the time to keep the main thing, and to slow down, to take time to hug a child or to greet a neighbor or to try again tomorrow? Isn't that all part of the journey anyway? I struggle with it too, but I'm working on being a little bit more open and authentic about those struggles so I can get back to what it is that God has in mind for me. And just because God is technically my boss doesn't make it any easier, my friends. Jesus invites a determination and courage to be about the work of healing, to be people of integrity and people of love, so that we can share that with an aching world who's ready now to hear more about what God has in store for them. So today, as we approach again the cross, we receive the same strength and resolve and courage that Jesus shows us today. And the real irony of it all is that it was those very distractions that gave Jesus even more of a chance to keep centered on his calling. David Lowe is a fellow preacher, theologian, and pastor, and he puts it so succinctly when he says, "We might imagine that Jesus' death is the story of one more tragic account of senseless, unnecessary, or even unjust death. But Jesus did not die accidentally. Jesus died precisely because he gave attention to those the larger world deemed insignificant. And he proclaimed a God who embraced and loved all, not just a few." The main thing The story that we will retell in just a few moments and in a few weeks is that death isn't where the journey ends for Jesus or for us. Now, knowing that the resurrection awaits us maybe could do two things. It could make us try a little less hard or take the easy way out, because if Jesus is taking care of it all, well, then that's great. But knowing that Jesus doesn't take the easy way out and resolutely takes the journey to the cross, it might also inspire us, make us more determined to lean into the path, the road before us, no matter the climb. Because there are people in this world who do not have hope. And there are people in your life that don't know a sense of peace. And there are people in the world that could use an oasis along the way or a friend to walk along with. And that really is the main thing. It's something we all know, but it's important to remember it again and again, that Jesus is our traveling companion and won't abandon you or tire of you or stop before you do. Instead, gently folding you close like a mother hen who gathers her brood under her wings, God holds you that close, carries you that close. And as you go about your way, may you know that comfort and the sustaining love and power of the nearness of God. Amen.
Please join me as we confess our belief together in the words of the Apostles' Creed, found in the back of your ELW. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And seeking the grace, mercy, and love of Almighty God, we offer our prayers for the church, for people in need, and for all creation. Compassionate God, call your people to stand firm as citizens of heaven, as we humbly, by your wondrous love, nurture such mercy in our hearts and ministries. Hear us, O God.
Hear mercy.
And display your faithfulness to creation in the changing of the seasons. Orchestrate the great song of praise that comes from the rivers, birds, mountains, livestock, and wind. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Drown out the terror in the world with acts of loving kindness and generosity. Release political leaders from pride and their fear to act justly and to serve citizens. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
And rush to answer those who cry out to you in time of trial, especially those who are looking to us for prayer and those whom we carry in our hearts. Give shelter to your vulnerable children and cover them in the comfort of your mothering wings. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Grant solace to people who long to be parents but have faced difficulty in bearing or adopting children. Build life-giving parent and child relationships for the sake of all. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
And build up your community of saints through the work of bishops and missionaries like St. Patrick, whom we commemorate today. Spread your word through your people for the sake of the world. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Reveal your will as you receive our prayers and conform our ways to your ways through the saving work of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you always. Please share the peace of Christ with one another. God's peace. In the midst.
Let us pray. Merciful God, everything in heaven and earth belongs to you. We joyfully release what you have entrusted to us. May these gifts be signs of our whole lives returned to you, dedicated to the healing and unity of all creation, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Indeed, holy, gracious, and merciful God, everything is full of your glory. We give you thanks for your promise and presence, which have sustained the faithful in this and every generation. Above all, we give you thanks for Jesus, born of Mary, who in word and deed announced your gentle rule of justice, reconciliation, and peace. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You may be seated. and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you always in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. Most gracious and generous God, you open your hand and feed those who hunger. Grant us faith to trust your wise providing, courage to share our bread, and grace to pour out our lives in service to others as Christ poured himself out to us. In his name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Just a couple of reminders. Children's choir will gather in here if for those who are interested and willing to participate. And those fifth grade families that are beginning first communion lessons this afternoon, 4 p.m. in the fellowship hall. We sing our sending song.
Go in peace. Christ is with you.
Permission to podcast the music in this service obtained from one license with license number A703757. For more information about St. Andrew Lutheran Church, please visit our website at www.salc-wausau.org. Thank you for listening, and God's blessing be with you.